Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with my next guest, Ken Glickman, Management and Career Consultant and Executive Director, Gilbert Tweed International, our weekly Get a Job segment. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Jack?
Just fine. Last week, we talked about the irritating fact that it's so difficult to get callbacks sometimes from companies when you are checking on something with the job. It's been a while, or you have a question. How do you improve that? How do you change that?
Yeah, it's the most frustrating part of looking for a job is getting no response. And the worst is actually having an interview, and they say, well, we'll call you back. And they never do. And you call them, and there's no response. And it's really bad.
Is it reasonable, Ken, to expect a callback if you have had, let's say, a second interview?
Oh, well, absolutely. First of all, I want to go back for a second and just say it is to their advantage not to call you back, not to make a decision. As we said last week, the longer they take, the more money they save.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, with this economy that we're in, there's so many candidates out there mm-hmm. that they think the longer they will wait, the perfect person will walk in the door.
All right. How do you increase your chances of getting a call back, even if it's a no, and say the best answer is yes, the second best answer is no?
Okay, there's a couple ways of doing it. First of all, we really have to view this whole thing as a business transaction.
Okay.
You don't have to feel embarrassed. You don't have to feel like you shouldn't call back, like you don't want to bother them. No, this is a business transaction. And just like selling a product or any other kind of business transaction, you deserve to be told. So the number one thing is don't be afraid about bugging them.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what about
people
who say, hey, you know, they're going to think I'm a pest, they don't want me doing that? How do you deal with that?
No, on the other hand, you are being a business person. You're following up, you're doing what you have to do, and you're being aggressive about it. And when you're on the job, you will do the same thing. And a lot of people who are out of work feel embarrassed, and they don't want to do that. They're sort of, they don't want to bug people because they're asking a favor. They're not asking a favor. So the first thing to do when you've had like a first interview or a second
mm-hmm. okay.
is to say, when will you get back to me?
Mm-hmm.
And they might say, we'll be back with you by Wednesday.
Do they usually give you a day, or do they say, we'll be back to you when we have a decision, or we'll be back to you when we're ready?
Well, if they say something as open-ended as that, try to pin them down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, what's your time frame? You know, the best thing to do is to really start out and understand what their entire hiring process is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long is this whole thing going to take? Because in your mind, you want to have this thing done in 2-3 days, of course.
Sure, sure. Because
you're out of the job. In their mind, they might be thinking 6 months.
Right, right.
You know, so really start out and get a sense of it. But if you don't, ask them, when will I get a call back? Well, we have 3 or 4 people to see, and we'll call you back on Wednesday. And so the answer to that is fine. If I don't get a call back on Wednesday, can I call you back on Thursday?
How many candidates even ask that question, Ken, about when can I get an answer or when can I call you back?
3%.
Is that it?
Yeah. They don't want to be that direct. And then if they say, you can call back on Thursday, take it one step further. What time would be best to get to reach you?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people just assume no answer is an answer, not the answer they want. It really doesn't give them any information. Let's say you get a call back and they say, I just wanted to let you know that we have decided to hire someone else. Is it fair or is it wise to ask another question about why?
Like, why wasn't it me?
Yeah.
You know, it's fair to ask it, but you'll never get the answer.
Yeah, yeah. You'll get something else.
And now, here's a case, Jack, where if there were a recruiter, a headhunter, in the middle, they might be able to facilitate that a little bit.
Yeah. Ken, we will talk with you again Thursday, Arts Entertainment, and we'll be back next Monday with more, another Get a Job segment here on Ebling and You.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks for joining us.